the tech's going to happen. It's going to keep rapidly moving forward. So how do we keep leaning into that and using that? But I think then that's that skill set of like, it's not just the tech, it's the relationship with the client.
Hey gang, how you doing? So here we are, episode number 120 of Future Proof. At least I think that's what we're doing this week. I'm recording this one day before Election Day. So, you know, hopefully the world hasn't ended or descended into chaos or anything since then. You know, that's where people's minds have gone lately, thanks to this election. And hopefully by now everyone's kind of gotten over all this craziness and had a good laugh over, you know, what idiots we all were. And we're all ready to settle into the next 4 years of, you know, whatever. Kind of, it's kind of like Y2K. Remember that? Remember how stupid we were about Y2K? Hopefully our legacy with 2020 is a few years down the road is going to look a little something like that. But anyway, here's hoping y'all made it through the election okay. Stay strong, friends. We will get through all of this somehow. We will. I promise. Let's see. I'm Bill, by the way. I'm your host. Thanks for joining me. Let's talk about something else, shall we? we're going to get down to it here in just a couple of minutes. First, let me start by saying that this week's show is sponsored, as always, by the Business Learning Institute, which delivers competency-based curriculum, courses, content, and community to maximize career trajectories and grow intellectual capital for organizational and executive leadership. Hundreds of courses by dozens of instructors and unlimited customization. Find out how the Business Learning Institute can help you by visiting blionline.org. All right. Let's do this thing. Let's get back to talking about what we do best here at Future Proof, and that's the future. Right? And I've got a great guest who's going to help us do that this week, all the way from the great white north of Calgary, Alberta, Canada. She is Twyla Verhelst. Twyla is one of the top 50 women in accounting. That's impressive. She is head of the accountant channel and leader of the new accounting professionals program at FreshBooks. Let's see what else. She's a CPA. She's got deep personal experience in advisory accounting. So she knows a thing or two about how to leverage technology to create more high level client experiences. We're all trying to do that these days. She runs marathons, which is cool. Something I have no desire to do, but I am a personal trainer. So I appreciate and admire her dedication to personal fitness and achievement. How about that? We'll go with that. Those 26.2 miles, Twyla, they're all yours. And here, you know, here at Future Proof, we often talk about our desire to create the future ready CPA. And Twyla has a different term for this mythical creature. We'll get to that discussion here in just a moment. First, here's what caught my eye this week. A few things, actually. First up is an article from Accounting Today. It's called Growth Drivers for Accounting Firms in the Post-Pandemic Era. A few things to pay attention to here. Those growth drivers, according to the authors, include these five things. Number one, our ability to reimagine our business models. The article says, quote, accounting firms are being driven to reimagine the delivery of business processes with technology at the forefront, leveraging data-driven insights to generate more business, delight customers, and be better equipped to create new futuristic services. Number two, redefine business focus and operating models. So here's what the article says. It says, quote, accounting firms, rather, now have an opportunity to recalibrate and consolidate many business processes without compromising on agility. Number three, enable processes and tools with employee-first thinking. So here's what the authors write. They say, quote, in the post-COVID-19 world, employee productivity will be impacted by three key aspects, well-being, remote readiness, and reskilling. Number four, institutionalized practices to demonstrate in the marketplace. Here's what the article says. It says, quote, the pandemic will drive more intense focus on audit quality and accuracy due to the alarming growth of fraud, which has considerably stressed the finances of organizations across all landscapes. And finally, number five, the post-COVID-19 future of accounting. So here's what this article says. It says, quote, accounting organizations need to gear up for a long period of uncertainty and post-pandemic change by building resilience in systems and people to withstand current and future shocks. They must be adaptable to build business models, which could be easily tweaked, launch new services, and target new segments with agility, all while ensuring superior customer experience, end quote. Or, if I could steal a quote from my boss, Tom Hood, he writes this. He says, quote, in a COVID-19 world, phrases like new normal and next normal are well-worn and overused to the point of becoming cliches, but there's a reason why phrases become cliches. There's an element of truth to them that attracts people over and over again. Tom goes on to say, we are entering uncharted territory. A new world is upon us. Those who conquer it will be those who reimagine, redefine, and reinvent not only themselves and their businesses, but what it means to live and work in a post-pandemic world. This presents an amazing opportunity for our profession to play an important role, helping to shape this future with insight and integrity. This is our chance to move from being essential to indispensable, to step out from behind the spreadsheets, reports, and forms, and become the most trusted advisor that the next normal will require, rather. End quote there from Tom Hood. And all of that brings me right back to my guest this week, right? Twyla Verhelst. And she says CPAs and accountants, they have to stop thinking of themselves as business historians, right? Guardians of stuff that has already happened, and start thinking of themselves as progressive, as the people who are going to help lead us forward, right? And she explains what that looks like in this week's show. So great stuff here from one of the most progressive accountants I know. Here is my conversation with Twyla Verhelst. So Twyla, thanks for being here. I guess first things first, how are things in your corner of the world?
Yeah, things are as good as they can be right now. I'm going to tell you, I'm here in Calgary, Alberta. We have a bit of snow on the ground, which seems really early, but it's 2020. And so we should have expected this to happen, but yeah, things are good.
That's great. So the progressive accountant, I mean, there's a lot of terms being thrown around these days to describe this kind of mythical forward-thinking accountant, right? Future-ready, anticipatory. You use that phrase, progressive accountant. I guess I'm just kind of curious, what does that mean to you?
You're absolutely right. I think this is undefined, sort of like advisory, I think is undefined. And I when I think of a progressive accountant, I really just think of one that is not necessarily thinking about today, but thinking about tomorrow and next year and the year after that and where we're headed as an industry. And that they always have their line of sight on what's next and where are we going and how am I going to make this better for future. That's what I think of when I think of a progressive accountant. And of course, now that means technology. Now that means workflow. Now that even means sometimes outsourced accounting teams. It can mean a variety of things. It can even mean, you know, flat fee pricing versus hourly pricing. There's so many things wrapped into that, but it's one that I just think is always looking to what's next and where are we going and how do I incorporate that into my business?
Yeah. And I think it's kind of interesting that, you know, I mean, a lot of folks, when they talk about the future, they tend to think, and you mentioned the word, they tend to think about technology and the impact that that's going to have on what we do. And certainly there's a huge part of that into any conversation that we have about what tomorrow's going to look like. But I mean, technology, it's not the entire conversation here, is it?
No, it really isn't. And it's funny, I just got off a call with another accountant and we were really talking about how technology is just a piece of that puzzle and that there's so much more that goes along with that. It's not just that tech piece. It's also the mindset. It's also communications with clients. And that's a big piece of what we were diving into on the former call is that clients aren't understanding exactly what's happened in our industry and that we've progressed, but that they haven't always progressed. Mm-hmm. And so some of that forward thinking or that progressive accounting is client communications and how much evolution there's been so far in our industry that we maybe haven't caught everyone up on, or that there's only a small segment that understands the role of a progressive accountant and what that can do for their business.
Yeah, and I think a lot of that comes from just our history, right? I mean, the accountants have traditionally kind of played that role of business historians, right? Looking back at what has happened. I mean, how does that mindset kind of have to change going forward?
I think 2020, with all that's hit this world, has been a bit of a push to convert from being looking at the past to looking at the future. Because the reality is, what happened last month or last quarter really doesn't matter to businesses now. Mm-hmm. They're so focused on, how am I going to get through this? And what do I need to do next? And what's the next decision I need to make in order to get through this? And so the prior information is certainly still the foundation. There's certainly still value in that information. But the clients I've found, just the small business owners, just don't really care about that. They're like, okay, help me get through this. Help me get through my low season. Help me get through coronavirus. Help me get through converting to online instead of brick and mortar, whatever that looks like. The future is their focus, which means it needs to be our focus as an accounting profession.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of interesting. There's a firm that we work with here. We're based in Maryland, and one firm told us that they had a conversation with a potential new client. So it wasn't a client yet, but you know, just kind of an exploratory early conversation. And somebody from the firm asked this client, you know, okay, so where do you see your firm in 5 years? Where would you like to be? What does the future kind of look like for you? And the client hired the firm almost like on the spot. And they had a conversation afterwards. Well, why did you make that decision so quickly? And the client said, no one has ever had that conversation with me before about where we want to be going. You know, what does the future look like to us? And so I think that there's kind of a hunger for that from the folks that we serve, right?
I love that story. And I think that as an industry that we have been really focused on the past. So I love that that was I was kind of like, what's the aha with the potential lead that's like, yeah, I'm signing up and I'm referring my friends to you too.
Yeah.
And so to figure out that aha, I love that it correlates with just what you're saying, which is, it needs to be future focused, and that's where the client's mindset's at. So they think when they feel that that's where the professional's mindset's at too, then it's like that click moment of, okay, we want to work with you.
Yeah. Yeah. So I guess a couple of questions related to that. Where do we start in terms of reshaping our thinking and developing that type of mindset?
It's tricky because even when I had, when I was working in the firms, I had a firm with a business partner of mine, and this is tricky to market this type of forward thinking because a lot of business owners don't understand what you mean. What mm-hmm. do you mean by, like, if you throw around words like controller or CFO or even advisory, that doesn't mean anything to them. And so I almost think it's a case of, I love the idea of like, what's the click? Like, what's the aha moment? And really honing in on that sort of messaging to existing and new clients. But then also, I think sometimes it's a case of business owners just don't know what they don't know. And I don't love this model for very long because, believe me, I never want somebody to give away their services for free.
Right.
But sometimes you have to demonstrate it to them and that you have to show them, here's what that looks like. Because businesses are thinking about an accountant as compliance, tax, year end. Right now, they're probably thinking about it with PPP, things like that, but mm-hmm. they're not thinking about these other services because they don't understand or know that these are an offering to them. Or they might, if they know that it's an offering, they think, I'll never be able to afford that. But thankfully, because of technology, this sort of a service offering is available to smaller businesses that before now it was out of their reach. And so it's really, I think, that showcasing that value, which is tricky because you have to almost like put it pen to paper, and whether it's somebody else's business case that you're presenting to a potential lead where you're like, hey, here's what we did for this business or this client of ours, and actually showing them some data or some graphs or some numbers around like, here's what we saved them, here's the testimonial around the stress that we relieved for them mm-hmm. as a business owner, because running a business is hard and super stressful. So that can sometimes be a, okay, that's what I want right now as a business owner, is just somebody to be in my corner, help alleviate some of the stress of what it's like running a business, especially right now, and having that partnership and that relationship, which is unfamiliar to many business owners.
Yep.
So I think that's kind of a starting point, is like the new leads, starting to showcase that to new leads. But then even looking in your current book of business, maybe your current book of business is filled with some compliance and tax clients, but are there some in there that you could start to introduce them to what else we can offer to them as an accountant or an advisor or a professional that's working with them?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And are there any new skills that we're going to have to master in order to stay relevant, to have that mindset, to lead our clients in that direction?
Honestly, and I say this, I feel like I can get away with saying this because I'm an accountant, is it might be that we have to be less of an introvert, and that we have to actually really kind of focus on communication that is valuable and insightful to the business owner. So not only are we introverts, we sometimes like to talk in technical terms. Mm-hmm. We like to, you know, really stimulate that part of our brain that's really, really technical and really, really far reaching for the language of a business owner. Right. And so it's like coming out of that and being a bit more of a communicative style, that's very natural language, very simplistic, almost like you're explaining it to somebody who's never seen a P&L and never seen a balance sheet. Maybe truthfully, they've probably seen them before, but doesn't mean that they understand what they meant.
I've heard people describe exactly what you're talking about as it's almost like we have to become storytellers of sorts, right? Telling the story behind these numbers and what it means and relating it to them in that way. So,
yeah. I really believe in the idea of every client is super unique. And although I love where technology has taken us, it has probably pulled us back a little bit, even more behind our desks, and been able to, keep us like in the spot that as introverts we often like to be in, but that that technology has made this information really readily available, and it's also made us be able to look at each client uniquely and see what means something to them. So what I always love is thinking each client's super unique. Even though they're all business owners, they're very unique, and there's probably one or two things that is super valuable to them, mm-hmm. super meaningful for them inside their business. And it'll be different for each one. And you'll start to see replication as you do this throughout your book of business, but each one could be really unique. Sometimes it's like, I just want to know what my churn is. I just want to know what, how much profit I'm getting, bringing in per employee. Like, I just want to know how much money I've got in the bank. Like, different things mean something to different people. And I have a psychology minor from my university days, and I often say that I end up using that as much or more than my accounting designation. Mm-hmm. And that's trying to figure out like what's important to this client that they want to know from me. And I know as an accounting professional, there's a lot more information that's actually super important and probably even more important than what means something to them. But they're not going to pay for something that's not meaningful to them. They're going to pay for what and value what means something to them. And so it's figuring out what is that thing that's like the thing that keeps them up at night. How can I solve for that? And probably a few other things too, but how can I solve for that and communicate about that in a really simplistic format that is helpful to them and insightful to them and helps them make decisions and alleviate that stress that they have at night, et cetera.
Yeah, that's great. And somehow this conversation always seems to come back to technology. I'm kind of curious what types of technologies are going to allow us to do these types of things, right? Free us up to do this type of higher value added type of work.
The evolution of technology has been phenomenal the last 5 to 10 years, and I only think that we've just are. Like this is the tip of the iceberg. Coding is becoming easier and more accessible to people. We've got accountants who are coding and creating some really cool things. I mean, this does always come back to technology because that's been the biggest change, where we've got all these apps and this ecosystem right accessible to us. And now it's like, okay, how do we take that technology that's going to continue to advance at an even more rapid pace than it has and lean into that to create this client experience. I always call it the client experience that the client can't live without. That's really what you're trying to create in their minds is, I don't know exactly what you're doing, but I know that my business wouldn't survive without you. And I can't tell you that I think there's one or two pieces of tech that's going to be like, this is the magic bullet. This is what you need. Because if we go back to each client's unique, I think probably if anything, we need to step away from like trying to fit every client into a box. Mm-hmm. And because we've got all these different technology options that are all now really for accounting professionals who are so tech savvy, they're quite easy to use and you can really pick them up quite quickly and really get them into the workflow or the tech stack pretty easily, that it's creating the tech stack that's going to then get to the result of what is it that the client needs from you. And because different clients might need different things, that could naturally result in different tech stacks. Different clients have different budgets. That could really result in different tech stacks. So I can't think of like, here's the one thing that you have to have that's going to create success. I think it's going to be really getting a little bit more uncomfortable with maybe the size of your tech stack and getting into the spot of, okay, what does each client need? And once you start to, again, do this for your entire book of business, you're going to realize that like it's probably three or four buckets that most of them fall into, but it's not one. It's not one bucket. I think we're doing our clients a disservice if we, every time it's like, fit into this mold, I'll cram you in there even if you don't quite fit. And if you really don't fit, then you go somewhere else. Clients need us. And I think that there's an opportunity to be creative and work with each client in a way that's fitting into their budget. I mean, I'm a big fan of flat fee pricing, but fitting into their budget and still creating an experience that is helpful to the business owner. Yeah. And of course, the compliance and tax return work that comes naturally with that too.
Yeah, those are some great insights. Just, I guess, really generally, Twyla, what does the future of this profession look like to you?
Well, I kind of gave some hints around. I do think the technology is going to move even faster. I know that there's a lot of tech that's really evolving quickly. There's fintech that's getting into like. No longer is fintech staying in its lane. It's crossing lanes and then some. And so I think that I do think that the evolution is the tech's going to happen. It's going to keep rapidly moving forward. So how do we keep leaning into that and using that? But I think then that's that skill set of like, it's not just the tech. It's the relationship with the client. And I do think that we're able to give business owners this advisory or this strategic planning and advice, more so than we've ever been able to do before for the smaller business, because they just haven't been able to afford it before now. And so I honestly think that the future is somewhere with coupling that tech, lean on that tech heavily to do as much of that work as it can, but then to provide that relationship, human, I love the word human experience, the human side of really helping businesses. And I think 2020 has showcased to business owners, they need accounting professionals. Sometimes it's just been for like, do I apply for PPP? And now do I get forgiveness? And all those pieces that are coming with PPP now, that I think that business owners are aware that they need the accounting profession for a bit more than just compliance and tax work, but they don't necessarily fully know how far that can go. And what does that mean for them in the years to come? 2020 was an exceptional year. Once we get through PPP, is it like, okay, I don't really need that anymore. No, now you still need to prepare for the next thing that's going to come inside of your business. And that's that relationship human component. And I think something that we can do as an industry, I love the collaboration that we've had in this industry where we share workflows, we share tech stacks, we share, gosh, I've seen accountants share like, here's my client engagement that I paid my lawyer $5,000 or $10,000 to actually craft this for me. But here, I'll share that. Like, we're in this really great sharing mode, which I do believe has contributed to the evolution. But I think next is, how do we collaborate on our messaging to get this word out to businesses that don't realize that this is accessible? And they got a taste for it this year with coronavirus and all that came with that. But they don't necessarily fully understand as a business owners at large. I'm talking, I mean, some of your clients in your book of business probably do now, but at large, business owners don't understand where, how far our industry has evolved and what that really means for them.
Yeah. Before I let you go, I got to ask, so your LinkedIn profile, you've got an image up there, beautiful nature with a phrase on it that says, go where you feel most alive. So what does that mean?
Well, I took that picture myself, and that's at a place called Barrier Lake here in Alberta, and it's a not even an hour's drive from my house. And so I've really recognized that we need to take some pauses and take some moments to actually get grounded. And I know when I've talked to accounting professionals this year, everyone is just exhausted. They've burned the candle at both ends for far longer than they thought that they would ever have to when we first learned that we were having a global pandemic, and that everyone is really, really tired. And I put that onto my LinkedIn profile right in spring of this year. And it's something that I just really believe in. And being your best self means that you have to take some time out and actually get really comfortable with, or get really grounded in something that makes you feel like who you are. And as a parent, as a professional, as community member, as all these things, sometimes we don't necessarily carve out that time. And I know accounting professionals have been super guilty of that this year, that they haven't carved out that time. And but that you're actually doing your clients and your family, and most importantly yourself, a disservice by at least not finding some moments. And it can be moments. Sometimes it is moments, and that's all we can carve out. And then other times it's like, I'm just going to shut down, and I'm going to go somewhere where I'm like, this just makes me feel happy, or makes me feel so grateful, or makes me feel like distracted from the rest of the world right now, or whatever it is you need. And I think that's getting to know yourself and recognizing what it is that you need to recharge, reground, and to find those little escapes from now. Yeah. Now, especially that we're past tax deadlines, and we've got the kind of this spot in the year where there'll be a little less pressure, and it's definitely time to recenter yourself.
What's the name of that lake again?
Barrier Lake.
Barrier Lake. Is that place for you?
That's not specifically that place, but definitely the mountains are that place. That said, I'm not a huge fan of snow. I mentioned that earlier. I try to have this love-hate relationship that struggles a little bit. It's almost like sometimes in the wintertime, the mountains and I go on a brief separation or divorce, and then we get back together again in the spring. But I do love the mountains. It's a place that I know I can always just go there. And even if it's just for a walk, just to reconnect and be like, okay, things are okay again. And it's just still peaceful out there. I do really, really enjoy it.
No, that's great. Great suggestions. Great insights too. Thank you so much for being here. This has been a great conversation. I really appreciate your time and your insights. Thanks, Viola.
Thanks for having me.
Wow. Now that was a great conversation. That was Twyla Verhelst. She is one of the top 50 women in accounting. She's head of the Accountant Channel and leader of the new Accounting Professionals Program at FreshBooks. If you want to learn more, visit freshbooks.com. And don't forget, this week's show is sponsored by the Business Learning Institute. The BLI's Future Ready Learning Framework outlines the skills that CPAs need to thrive in the rapidly changing world of accounting and finance. That framework is all about gaining and maintaining deep technical knowledge along with a strategic skill set. And here we're talking about strategic aptitudes that have been identified as most crucial for tomorrow's CPAs. Start mastering these future ready skills now. Right now, by visiting macpa.org/future-learning-framework. That's all I've got, gang. Have a great week. Talk to you soon.